Cheka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 20, Johannesburg 17, Tsanin en Emalahleni 19 grade. Ons begin in Nieu-Seeland waar die Suid-Afrikaanse dokter Lauren Dickerson 18 jaar in 'n psigiatriese inrigting sal deurbring vir die moord op haar drie kinders. Die drie meisies is op die 16 September 2021 vermoor enkele weke nadat die gesin geëmigreer het. Haar man was saam met kollegas uit vir ete ten tydde van die voorval. Die Hooggeregshof in Christchurch is vandag beslis dat sy haar vonnis by 'n psigiatriese eenheid in die Hilmilton Hospital sal uitdien. Terug op eie bodem en die polisie op soek na verdagte wat 'n vrou op die metrobus in die suide van Johannesburg doodgeskiet het. Die voorval het vanoggend plaasgevind.
The shooting occurred inside a metro bus in a flare-off road report on Helmekaar Road.
Kolani Vila, woordvoerder van die Johannesburgse metropolisie, voeg by geen arrestasies is nog gemaak nie.
It's alleged that the deceased was shot by an unknown male. The suspected shooter reportedly fled the scene in a white Volkswagen Polo sedan without license plates.
Die motief vir die voorval is ook nog onbekend op hierdie stadium. City Power sê daar sal vandag 'n kragonderbreking van 8 ure in die suide van Johannesburg wees. Die woordvoerder van City Power, Isaac Mangena, sê die onderbreking is weens beplande instandhoudingswerk. Mangena sê dit word gedoen om onderhoudswerk aan die netwerk te doen en is deel van hul program vir beter dienste.
The residents of this area will not have electricity around those time and this is not load reduction or load shedding. It is just a team maintenance that we will do. Basically, urge customers to always treat their electricity supply points as live all the time because electricity may come back at any given moment.
Eskom in Gauteng sê intussen herstelwerk kan die beskadigde Zola-substansie in Soweto vorder goed. 'N brand het 2 weke gelede uitgebreek. Dit was weens verbindings en vandalisme. Eskom woordvoerder Amalekidi.
This temporary measure has led to increased electricity consumption beyond the capacity of these 3 transformers. Eskom is implementing load rotation between 5 and 10 p.m. daily until June 30. The schedule has been communicated to customers. We estimate that all repairs will be concluded by Sunday, 30 June.
En die departement van gesondheid vra die publiek om waaksaam te wees te midde van 'n uitbreking van aapokke. Nog 3 positiewe gevalle is gister aangemeld en 1 sterfte. Dit bring die totale aantal gevalle wat tot dusver aangemeld is tot 16 te staan. Die departement se vaste moale.
The department would like to allay fears of possible travel restrictions or lockdowns due to mpox outbreak because the World Health Organization has not recommended any travel restrictions. However, it is important for travelers from mpox endemic countries to seek health care if they are ill and to alert health officials about their travel for clinical evaluation.
Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. South African Dr. Lauren Dickerson will spend 18 years in a psychiatric facility in New Zealand for the murder of her 3 children.
Thanks, Chanel. 5 minutes past 11 o'clock. Now, this morning at 9 o'clock, Khada and I opened the news after the news saying, oh, the weather in Gauteng. Look at the pollution, the smog. Woo! Jy weet, bietjie dramaties. Ons was hier so and we couldn't understand why there's this chemical smell outside Gauteng today. So at some stage I said to her, it must only be in the building. And we opened our phone lines and I said, you know, let us know. Perhaps there's a chemical leak. You know, we will confirm it without dololo. We have established what the problem is. It's not a global problem at large. Nee. Dis hier in die gebou. Een van ons, one of our executives, who will not be named, he got hold of a paintbrush and he thought it was a good idea to start painting the inside of this entire jacaranda FM pool. You know those paints that you get with